Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
Jesus passed. way as he stooped down, commanded him, go and wash when in the land.
His back of dirt is all I am, nothing worthy of the Lamb, but in mercy and in grace, my precious Savior took my place. What is man that God could love? His virtue saw a tower above. Human mind can't comprehend, Creator and Creator.
Nature's night. One day God led me to the light. He saved my soul. Now I can sing about His love. But I will never, ever see why He would show such love for me. A speck of dirt.
Mercy and grace, my precious Savior.
Amen. Jeremiah chapter number 37 this morning. And the Bible said in verse number 16, when Jeremiah was entered into the dungeon and into the cabins, and Jeremiah had remained there many days, then Zedekiah the king sent and took him out, and the king asked him secretly in his house and said, is there any word from the Lord? And Jeremiah said, there is. Our Heavenly Father and our God, we come before you this morning. Once again, we thank you, Father, for the blessings of life this morning, God, the very breath that we draw this morning, God. And I thank you this morning, God, for the privilege this morning, God, to go to your house and to honor you this morning, Lord. I look into your word this morning, God, to exalt your name, Lord, with our singing this morning, God, teaching the word of God, just fellowshipping, Lord, with the saints of God. And in the midst of the Spirit of God this morning, Lord, I do pray that wherever your people are gathered together, this morning you'd be in the midst, and I pray this morning, God, that some precious soul would come to the saving knowledge of Christ this morning, God, be born again in the family of God this morning, their lives completely changed this morning in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, I pray this morning you might anoint the men of God that stand this morning, God, rightly dividing the word of truth this morning, God, proclaiming the gospel this morning, Lord. I pray that your word would go forth and accomplish where you send it this morning, God, encourage and discourage hearts. I touch those we made mention this morning that are sick this morning, God. I pray this morning you walk the aisles and avenues of our soul this morning, God, where revival season is this morning, God, that you certainly breathe upon that meeting this morning, God, that the church might be revived this morning, refreshed and renewed this morning, God. I pray you'd have your way and your will this morning, Lord. And for all of this, we'll thank you, we'll praise you. In Jesus' name, amen, and amen this morning. The Bible said this morning that the king asked the prophet Jeremiah, is there any word from the Lord? And Jeremiah said, there he is. Amen. I'm glad this morning for the word from the Lord this morning. Amen. I tell you, there's a lot of folks that go to church for the singing, and that's all right. I enjoy good singing this morning. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, I go this morning for to hear a word from the Lord this morning. Amen. Thank God for the word. Amen. I can't imagine living in a world without the word from the Lord this morning. The Bible said that in the last days there are going to be a famine in the land, not for bread or not for the thirst of water, but for the hearing of the word of the Lord. Amen. And now God's still sending out a word. It's just the fact that men have closed their hearts, their minds, and they're not receiving, and they're not listening, and they're not embracing the word from the Lord this morning. Amen. I'll tell you, this is the only thing that's going to help us. It's the only thing that helps us make sense of what's going on in this world. That helps us endure, that gives us hope, that gives us assurance, that gives us stability this morning, is the word of God. Amen. I'm glad God's still giving a word. And maybe you need a word this morning from the Lord. Amen. Maybe you're struggling this morning. Maybe you're trying to make sense out of a bad situation. And maybe you just need to hear from the Lord this morning. Amen. I want to tell you this morning, God is still giving a word. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, his word. Dear friend, I'm glad this morning. Many other times, talk may be cheap. Dear friend, I realize actions speak louder than words. Dear friend, I realize a lot of times we tell folks to put money where their mouth is, but God is the exception. His words are action this morning. God doesn't make idle chit-chat. He doesn't give lectures and make speeches, but there's power in the word that he gives this morning. I'm glad that it comes from the Lord. You may be waiting to hear from Uncle Sam. You may be waiting to hear from the doctor. You may be waiting to hear from the insurance company. But I'm glad that the word from the Lord is far greater. It's life altering. It's water to the thirsty soul. Just as good news from a far country.
way. He is the only one who can guarantee His word. You can depend on it. You can count on it because He assures us of His word. I'm glad that His word is still available. We still have access to it. Amen. Dear friend, God is not shy. He's not silent. The word of God shook the heavens. Amen. Or to be shouted from the rooftop. And thank God it can still speak under the depths of our soul this morning. Amen. I think about in the beginning how the Bible said that the only one speaking in Genesis chapter 1. How God said and God said and God said. And then He said, let us make. Amen. How the Bible said in Hebrews that by faith we know that the world was framed by the word of God. And John chapter 1, the Bible said in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God and the word was God. Amen. Genesis chapter 3, you'll find the devil and Eve having the first conversation. The first time you ever see man speaking, he's hiding behind a tree afraid. Amen. And if it ain't giving excuses of why that he sinned against God. Psalms 138, God said He exalted His word above His own name. Dear friend, believe me, when God speaks, He means business. Amen. Dear friend, He warned us not to add to His word, neither to take from it, not to handle it deceitfully. Dear friend, but in fear and reverence. He said, my word shall not pass away. It will endure forever. It's settled in heaven. Dear friend, I'm glad for the word of God. Amen. Is there any word from the Lord? And the prophet said, there is. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, that the word produces faith. Romans 10 and 17. The Bible said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Matthew 8 and 8. That centurion said to the Lord Jesus Christ, speak the word only and it'll be done. Amen. What faith? In the word of God. The word produces fear. Amen. Dear friend, I am telling you the same word and that of the same mouth that said, come unto me is the same one that will say, depart from me. Amen. John, the Bible said in James 1:25, that he that looketh into the perfect law of liberty is as a man beholding himself in a mirror. Amen. In other words, the word of God really shows you what you are in the eyes of God. Amen. It'll cut you down to size. It'll reflect your true notion in the sight of God. The Bible said the word of God is pure. In Psalms 12 and 6, as silver tried in a furnace seven times over, purer than the snow that falls from Mount Hermon. Amen. It said it's perfect, infallible, inerrant, undisputable. It's holy. Thank God it's prosperous. It'll not return void, but it will accomplish the will and purpose of God both in heaven and here upon the earth. Amen. The Bible said that the word of God is compared to a light. In Psalms 119 and 105, I'll make it a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. In Psalms 119 and 130, the Bible said the entrance of thy word giveth light. It shines in the darkness. Amen. In Hebrews 4, the Bible said it's sharper than any two-edged sword, able to desire the soul and spirit, the joint, the marrow, and the thoughts, and the very intents of our heart. Jeremiah 23 said it like a hammer. Amen. That falls, breaking in pieces, grinding in powder. It's like a fire, thank God. Jeremiah said it was shut up in my bones. Amen. Luke 24 and 32. Those two disciples walking on the road to Emmaus, when Jesus spake to them, said, did not with our heart burn within us when he spake unto us this morning. Amen. Dear friend, the Bible said in Matthew 4:4, it's food to our soul. That man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. John 6:35, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. I'm that bread that come down from heaven. Amen. Luke 8:11. Dear friend, the sower went forth to sow the seed, which is the word of God. And when it's planted in water and give, I thank God it'll increase and it'll produce fruit. Hebrews 6:19 said it's like an anchor. I thank God for our soul. It's what keeps us grounded and settled, steadfast, unmovable, and unshakable this morning. Amen. John 6:63. Dear friend, it's life. Dear friend, Jesus said, the words I speak unto you, their spirit and their life. Amen. Dear friend, when Jesus, thank God, in John chapter 11, has spoken, told Lazarus to come forth. Dear friend, he that was dead, thank God, came back to life. In Ezekiel, dear friend, he was commanded to preach the word unto that, them dry bones in the valley. And when he began to preach, thank God, they come together and stood upon their feet. It's a fountain of life. In John 6:68, Jesus said, wilt thou also go away? And Peter said, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. His words are love. Amen. Everyone needs love. And thank God, this Bible is God's love letter unto man. He first loved us when we were yet sinners, and thank God, loved us with an everlasting love. I'm glad his word came to me. I'm glad it's still operating in my life this morning. I hear from the word of God, I thank God, that lives and abides forever. His word produces liberty this morning. And John 17:17, he said, sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth. John 8:32 said, you'll know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. There are words of men that enslave, and there are words of men that condemn. But I'm glad the word of God, thank God, sets liberty the captive, breaks the bonds, dear friend, the chains. Thank God, it'll set you free this morning. Amen. The word of God is proclaimed to the world. The gospel shall be preached unto all nations and every creature. It is preserved unto every generation. Kept through all ages. Dear friend, it has survived because God has preserved it. Amen. And it's been personalized to every individual heart. The grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared. Thank God this morning. Amen to every man. Dear friend, the Bible said he hid it from the wise and prudent, but revealed it unto babes. That if a child like faith is ensued, this word will come alive. Amen, and transform your life. The Bible said the word is to be obeyed. It is to be kept. We're to be doers of the word, not just hearers only. And to have this word in our heart that we might not sin against God. We are to gladly receive the word of God. We're to search the scriptures. We're to study to show ourselves approved. Men have died by decree of this word. They've stepped over the line. They've mocked God. Dear friend, they've blasphemed. Dear friend, and God by his word has decreed their death warrant. Many have died in defense of this word. They gave all to stand for the word of God. Have they died in defiance of this word? Have spent their last breath and cursed God and died? Have they died in deliverance of this word? Amen. I thank God. I'm glad this morning, if the word is operating in your life, you're a winner either way. Amen. I thank God the word came. And if and there is a word from the Lord, and God's still giving a word this morning, amen. Dear friend, and if you need a word this morning, you ought to go to His house and open up His book. Dear friend, and let God give you a word this morning. I'd encourage you, to strengthen you, to direct your path. Dear friend, I'm not going to tell you what that word might cost you this morning. Amen. Noah got a word from the Lord and had to work 120 years. Amen. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, when Noah stepped out on dry ground, I believe he said, thank God for the word. Amen. Abraham got a word from the Lord and had to leave all of his family and friends. Dear friend, and had to wait 25 years for God's promise to ensue. But I'll tell you, when he heard Isaac crying in that tent, when he was born, I think he said, thank God for the word. Moses got a word from the Lord and wandered in the desert 40 years. But I believe when he stood on top of Mount Pisgah and looked over in the promised land, I think he said, thank God for the word. Paul got a word from the Lord and was persecuted and beaten, whipped and stoned, put in prison, shipwrecked. But when he finally stepped over on heaven's shore, I believe he said, thank God for the word. And I know in the mind that you've suffered and sacrificed and endured, dear friend, hardships and afflictions and problems and persecutions. But I'll tell you, one of these days when you hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, I believe you'll say, thank God for the word, and that the word came unto me and changed my life this morning. What a difference the word can make in your life this morning. Amen. Do you need a word from the Lord? Maybe you need a word of pardon. Amen. Dear friend, you know he wants you to know he's still in the saving business. He's still forgiving sins. He's still abundantly pardoning. He's still graciously pardoning. He's still saving to the uttermost. Amen. Dear friend, and I hope this morning and pray, I thank God this morning, dear friend, that you need a word from the Lord. If you're burdened down with guilt, dear friend, if there's sin in your life this morning, you need a word of pardon from the Lord. Dear friend, maybe you need a word of power. Dear friend, his word can put some strength in you. It can assure you of his ability, not your ability. Dear friend, this morning, that you can do all things through him. Dear friend, you can endure, you can overcome. I thank God you can face a situation with your head held up. Amen. Look beyond it and see that God has a purpose and a plan. Maybe you need a word of peace this morning. I thank God not as the world knows it, but peace like a river, and peace it passes all understanding. Have that sweet peace of God, dear friend, to speak unto your soul. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be worried. I thank God this morning you're still in his hands. Amen. Take a deep breath and feel his presence near you. You're not alone. You're not forsaken, and you're certainly not forgotten, because he is faithful this morning, and he'll give you a word of assurance in your heart this morning. Amen. I thank God maybe you need a promise. Dear friend, maybe he needs to remind you of these exceedingly precious promises. Amen. Sometimes God has to put his arm around us, dear friend, and just remind us that he's belongs to us and we belong to him, and that all things are working together for the good of them that love God, and that he'll not withhold any good thing from us, and that he freely will give us all things. And when this thing's over with, we're going to heaven anyway. Amen. So go to his house. Open up your ears of your heart. And let God give you a word. There's still a word in this troublesome world. May the Lord richly bless you this morning, is our prayer.